Speaking on this program is Brother Winford Claiborne.
If you had been among the Israelites when God brought a series of plagues on the Egyptians, and not on the Israelites, when He opened the waters of the Red Sea and allowed the people to march through on dry ground, when He miraculously fed the Jews on manna and gave them water from a rock, do you think you could ever forget those marvelous works? The people had barely climbed out of the Red Sea when they began to complain that Moses had brought them into the wilderness to starve to death. They insulted the Lord their God, who had delivered them from bitter bondage, by making a god of gold and claiming that the idol was the god that brought them out of Egypt. God knew they would behave in that way, so He instructed the Israelites, "When your son asks you in time to come, saying, 'What mean the testimonies and the statutes and the judgments which the Lord our God has commanded you?' Then shall you say unto them, 'We were Pharaoh's bondmen in Egypt, and the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand. And the Lord showed signs and wonders great and distressing upon Egypt, upon Pharaoh, and upon all his house before our eyes. And He brought us out from hence, that He might bring us in to give us the land which He swore unto our fathers.'" Deuteronomy 6, 20-23. After the Israelites had left Egypt and were comfortably situated in their own land, there was a temptation to forget what God had done for them in delivering them from Egyptian bondage. So God instructed the parents to keep on reminding the children of God's gracious arrangements in caring for them. The parents were to say to their children, "At one time we were slaves in Egypt. We were forced to endure the very worst kind of indignities. We were given no freedom to worship and to serve the living God. But God intervened on our behalf and delivered us from the oppression of the Egyptian Pharaoh. He has provided us the freedom to leave Egypt and to journey to our own land. We must serve Him with our whole hearts." Moses refers to the signs and wonders the Lord performed to convince the Pharaoh to let the Israelites leave Egypt. The people of God had to know that the miracles were the works of God Almighty. They knew Moses and Aaron could not work such mighty miracles on their own. How could the ones who saw the miracles ever forget what God had done for them? How could they fail to teach their children those great truths? Tragically, many of the Jews did forget God's gracious love. They also failed to teach their children. So throughout the Jews' long history, there were many who forgot God's gracious provisions in relieving the oppression of the Egyptian Pharaoh. Thousands and thousands of them turned to idols they had made with their own hands. But are not miracles supposed to convert people from Satan to God Almighty? Miracles have played a major role in God's dealings with man, but they do not always convert the ones who see them. The story of the rich man and Lazarus ought to convince any honest student of the Word that miracles do not always bring people to Christ for salvation. The rich man asked Abraham to send Lazarus back to warn his brothers not to come to the place of torment. Abraham replied, "They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them." The rich man responded, "No, Father Abraham. But if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent." And Abraham said unto him, "If they will not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rise from the dead." Luke 16, 28-31. Some of the people during Christ's ministry followed Him because of the miracles He performed, multiplying the loaves and fish, for example. But if He did not keep on performing miracles, they turned away from Him. And how easy it seems to have been for the Jews to forget what God had done for them in delivering them from slavery in Egypt and giving them their own land. It is a great tragedy that many people forget the goodness of God Almighty and turn to wickedness and worldliness. My friends, we thank you for listening today. May God continue to bless and keep you.